Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. A special greeting to our international audience, all the people who are listening to us in the four corners of the globe. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are many ways to learn about God, and one of those ways is through songs, which do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. Here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, the best singers, and the best music producers all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating truth. And today you'll hear the final song from June's third album, the Calling You to Freedom album, and the song is called We Are Royalty. We are royalty. Well, there are royal families all around the globe. Thailand, Belgium, Norway come immediately to mind. In fact, there are a little more than 25 royal families around the globe. Perhaps best known is the royal family of Great Britain. We're always wondering what they're up to and what's going on in their lives. Well, as believers in Christ, we are royal family as well. It's called the church. And if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are part of the royal family of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says this, "You believers in Christ are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of the kingdom of darkness into His marvelous light." You are royal priests who represent yourselves before God. And as royalty, we have an inheritance from God. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14 say this, "Through the agency of the Lord Jesus Christ, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel message of your salvation, having also believed in Jesus Christ, you were sealed by God the Holy Spirit into union with Christ, by the agency of God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of promise, who was given to you by God the Father as a pledge of our inheritance." Hey, believers in Christ, do you feel like royalty? Well, whether you feel like it or not, you are royalty. And here's June Murphy to sing a song she wrote. It's called We Are Royalty.
The moment we believed in Christ, we're royal priests by name. A brand new spiritual species, the Spirit sealing remains. Our God sanctifies us. Yes, we are set apart because of God's awesome plan. Royalty thou art. We're God's royalty, called to live in dignity, in transparency, for all the world to see. We are God's royalty. One day belong to Jesus Christ, we're co-heirs with Him, blessed with spiritual blessings. He calls us His friend. No one can separate us from our union with Christ. The cross elevates us to a royal spirit.
royalty. As royalty, we are a special new spiritual species. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in union with Christ, and all believers in Christ are, he is a new creature, a brand new spiritual species, nothing like the old, completely different from the old. The old things have passed away. The old things have died. Behold, new things have come." As royalty, we are set apart for a set of privileges that stagger the imagination. We are sanctified. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14 says, "For by one offering, the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross has perfected for all time those who are sanctified." In God's eyes, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are perfect. And the Apostle Paul reminds us of our eternal security as royalty. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39 say this, "For I, Paul, am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nothing in the heavens and nothing under the earth, nor any other created thing, no creature, will ever be able to separate us from the unconditional love of God the Father, a gift to those in union with Christ Jesus our Lord." Thanks, June, for reminding us believers in Christ of something about ourselves that's easy to forget. We are royalty. Psalm 95:1 says this, "Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who forgives all your sins, the one who wants to make you his possession, the one who wants to make you royalty, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, "And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision you can make in this lifetime. A simple five-word request gets you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, "And the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. Let today be the day that you stop thinking about it and you hand over your salvation to be accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved right that moment. And then get to know him. Grow by means of grace within the sphere of his grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord himself says this, "He who believes in the Son has the eternal life," the Zoe life that June was talking about, the resurrection life, right at that moment. "But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him." Come on out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant to God. Live the resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at BarahMinistries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H Ministries.com. We have a new lesson every week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.